Hi, this is Greg Lamond. Welcome to the VeloCast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the VeloCast Advent Calendar. Across 25 days, we will be selecting highlights, lowlights, and assorted points of interest from the always weird and occasionally wonderful 2020 pro cycling season. So, to door number 23, and just when you thought 2020 couldn't get any stranger, up pops a French rider on a French team who's actually showing some promise in GC. Guillaume Martin rounded off his one-to-watch season by taking the King of the Mountains competition at the Vuelta a España.
He's a philosopher, you know.
I did know that.
And he's written a book, which, as Bill and Ted would say, is called Socrates by Bike.
But to his performances on the bike rather than in the philosophical realm, as I say, he really has had one of those one-to-watch seasons, a third at the Critérium du Dauphiné, which is no small change, 11th in GC at the Tour de France itself, and as I mentioned, King of the Mountains winner at the Vuelta, and almost got the stage win. He came to the Tour for on stage four, where he was pipped to the line by Primoz Roglic and Tadej Pogacar, no less.
Yeah, I mean, he was really strong this year. He'd kind of come into our radar last year. I mean, he's been riding for a while and we were aware of the name. But last year he kept popping up, and as the year progressed, he just got better and better. You know, if you look at his palmarès from 2019, it's kind of eighth. I mean, it is literally eighth, then seventh, then sixth. You know, he just keeps moving up. And this year, he was hugely impressive as well. Even when he wasn't winning, he was incredibly active. You know, the mountains classification in the Vuelta a España, he won the combativity awards on three stages, stage 5, stage 12 and stage 15. And that was because every time he looked at a breakaway, every time he looked at something that turned uphill, and even occasionally when it wasn't, there was Guillaume Martin. The first time I really thought he was going to have a big breakthrough was in a race that we've already talked about this year, actually, the Mont Ventoux Denivelle Challenge, where he was in third place and was one of the kind of active people in the race throughout it. So, yeah, Guillaume Martin is a name for the future, and it's really weird for me to think that we now have a Cofidis rider who we can genuinely look at as a GC contender.
And Cofidis themselves have been, not to put too fine a point on it, the butt of many jokes in recent years, but they've actually started to really contribute to the races they've been at. It's not just about Guillaume Martin. I think Cédric Vasseur, who's been general manager since 2017, I think he's done as well as could be expected since taking that team over from Yvon Sancerre. But Cofidis now, in the shape of Guillaume Martin, have somebody to ride for when it comes to stage racing in 2021 and beyond. Now, a stage win and or a top 10 finish at the Tour would be a huge step up for not only Guillaume Martin, but of course Cofidis as well. And beyond that, I mean, I'll ask the question, who knows? As a question, where do you think Cofidis and Guillaume Martin can go from here?
I think he's a solid top five if he carries on his progression. If you look at it, he was, you know, not in the top 20 in his first two tours, and he was only just outside the top 10 in his last two. And he's just going to keep progressing. You know, he's getting stronger every year. He seems to have a really solid head in him. You know, he seems to be somebody who can, he's not as fragile as Thibaut Pinot is really where I'm going with that. Do you know what I mean? He's somebody who seems to be solid in his opinion of himself. He looks at stuff and he analyses it and learns, as opposed to being depressed or losing motivation because of it. And that attacking thing could also see him win a lot of the shorter, you know, 5, 6, 7 day stage races, which are often won by very small margins. So you could see him taking a punt on a big mountain day, getting 20 seconds and then, you know, defending that to win a Dauphiné or something. I think next year Cofidis will see them even more prominent. I think you're right. Cédric Vasseur has done a lot with, you know, a relatively small amount of money compared to some of the other teams. And for Martin, I'm going for top five in the Tour. He's a developing talent still. I think we're 2 or 3 years away from seeing him at his very best. And, you know, who knows what that'll be, because he's got better and better every year. Great rider. Thoroughly enjoyed watching him this year. He's been a big part of my enjoyment of the sport.
Join us again tomorrow as we open another pro cycling door. And if you're enjoying our cycling advent calendar selections, please consider subscribing to all our content at velocast.cc.